I am very grateful for being here. I've been meeting a lot of inspiring young people. I feel very inspired by the resilience of youth, by the young peace builders who are doing amazing initiatives. I arrived during Mandela Week Day, and there was a campaign, Nadafat Biladna, that was going on, and I was really, really inspired. So it's been a great experience. I'm leaving today, but yesterday I also visited the POC3 of the IDP camp and was also inspired by the resilience of young people, despite the hardships that they've gone through.
Right. And speaking about yesterday's meeting, what came out from the POC?
It's really a great and a strong willingness to see peace happen and to see the implementation of the Revitalized Peace Agreement and to come together, united and resilient as one nation. So everyone, despite that they had a lot of other needs, you know, basic needs that they could have talked about, but their emphasis was really about peace. And that for them, this is the most important mantra that they want to see and that they want to live and they want to lead, because their communities are also organizing themselves around unity.
Right. And ever since you arrived, you've been visiting a number of youth initiatives. Just tell us, what initiatives have you so far visited?
I have, the first day I arrived, we had a youth town hall, and there were a couple of initiatives around entrepreneurship, around education, and there was a great initiative called the Promised Land School, which really is not just a school, but it also teaches about this idea of giving up bullets and replacing them with books. And it really struck me that this could be a campaign for the whole continent, for other countries who are also affected by conflict, to really see education as a tool to peace building. There are many. I had a roundtable with young women yesterday, and there were many initiatives led by women, engaging men, ending gender-based violence, ending child marriage. They gave me also comic books of stories and tales that raise awareness about ending child marriage. So a range of different opportunities and initiatives. The day before yesterday, I also met an artist who was also, he's a comedian, and he also does a lot of work on raising his voice around peace building. So I think all, civil society with their diversity, whether in academia, whether in arts, whether as NGOs, are trying their best to lead this country to where it deserves to be.
Right. And speaking about today, at least what I gather is you'll be addressing a panel on business development. Just bring us to speed.
Yes. In fact, most of the conversation we were having, it's more on policy level. So the private sector also plays a very important role, especially with high rates of youth unemployment and youth asking a lot of demands, legitimate demands around entrepreneurship, around support and investing in their skills. And so the conversation will be around that. And I also have in my action plan as the youth envoy, the advocacy for an AUC centers for innovation and excellence that I'd like to see in different African countries. And I would love to see the first one being launched in South Sudan as a space of co-creation, a space where we can organize hackathons, where young people can have intergenerational activities, a positive, empowering space. I think that's what young people need, to come together, have a space of innovation and build their skills, the skills they need to build this country.
Right. Now, Aya, you were slated to meet the president. Well, out of curiosity, what will you be discussing about?
Well, we will know that following the meeting. So we will definitely have a press conference following that.
Oh, right. And also, I was privileged to be at the Young Leaders Women Forum, and most of the ladies were addressing the issues surrounding the area of work with intentions of you amplifying their voices. How do you intend to do that?
I am completely inspired by young women resilience and leadership in this country, and I I'm taking back a lot of their concerns to bring it to the highest decision making. But I also, as the youth envoy, I'd like to amplify their voices to highlight their initiatives. And yesterday when we had the roundtables, I did a couple of interviews of these young women, you know, talking about their initiatives, galvanizing support around it, pitching their ideas. And that's what I'd like to do. I'd like to open up the space, give more access to them, amplify their voices in my own platform, and hopefully that will support their grassroots work here.
Right. And lastly, just before I let you go, what would be your take home after the visit?
That we should not fail our young people. This generation deserves the education, the health, the peace that it needs, and that humanity should stand up for this generation. And especially South Sudan, as the youngest nation on our continent, needs our full attention to make it a role model to many of the other nations around the world. So I'm going with a lot of enlightenment, very humble with the experience here, very inspired, but also very pained to see what young people are going through. And I hope to do my small contribution to peace.
All right, Chebi, thank you so much for making your time to speak to us.
Thank you.
Landini County is a
strong. And Aya Chebi, apologies for that there. Aya Chebi is the African Union Youth Envoy, and she is currently in the country on a solidarity mission. She has so far visited a number of youth initiatives, and today she'll be addressing a panel on business development, and she will also have